At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is how the wealthy play the game of life. Not in survival mode, but in offense. The moment you can switch from survival mode to offense, the game changes.
If you understand money, you become financially educated, you're willing to talk about it. Well, now you can be financially stable doing whatever you want. And you can follow something you love and still be financially okay, because we assume that you have to have this in order to make money. You have to have this job in order to make good money. You have to have this career if you want to be financially stable. But that's a complete lie.
Being around people that understand the importance of investing, investing in their personal development, investing in their business, investing in teaching them how to run businesses, like being around them, and we be like, damn, I gotta invest in myself too.
Right?
Like, and it's something we take for granted. And being around people who understand that a certain amount of money isn't what you may see, though, that's a lot of money. Somebody like, no, I may spend that on investing in myself, or I may spend it on buying assets. Like, understanding that people who build businesses are different. Those conversations change your life.
You can use your money as a tool. And this is what wealthy people do, because now what do they do with their money? You use your money to buy your time back. Because what so many of us do is we're exchanging our hours for dollars. You go to work every single day and you get paid, but what are wealthy people doing? They're not working just to use their money as a way to buy hours. They're using the money to buy their time back.
Yes.
Because now you can build things and build processes and invest your money, because now you can use your money as a tool instead of as a fool. But you got no savings, you got no investments, you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. Your priorities are in the wrong place. What are you doing? You're making Gucci rich, you're making Louis Vuitton rich, you're making all these companies rich, but you're keeping yourself broke.
Follow your passion, follow your passion. I think it should be follow your purpose. Everybody should at least once in their life go all in on something. Mm. Something that you just believe in. That's living to me. Mm-hmm. Because for me, I don't need motivation. Because when I look at my life, my motivation is saying I'll never go back to that again.
Right.
My motivation is saying that I have a daughter that I never want her to experience that life. Right? So getting up every day knowing that I can change my family, knowing that we are now in a time where we've never had the opportunity like we have now. And if I don't take advantage of that opportunity, when it's time for me to go, I'm gonna feel real messed up about that. I always say the first thing is, and I say this and I want people to understand this, invest in what you understand.
Mm-hmm. So if you wear Nikes.
Yeah, you should be looking at apparel brands, mm-hmm. right? Nike, Lululemon, because you understand that, right? If you a workout person, then you should be looking at like Planet Fitness, things like that. Like if you are a tech person, you use an Apple phone, you should 100% be on looking at Apple, right? If you're a car person, like, but one of the things I like now is fintech, mm-hmm. financial technology. So everybody uses PayPal or Square. Right, that is the way money is changing. Mm-hmm. The way we're using money is completely different now. So I think everybody should be investing in fintech right now, 100%. But I look at it as, so every investor has what's called an investor identity. Like, what you're willing to risk, your risk tolerance, what companies you're more familiar with. If you're a doctor, then you know more about medicine. So you should be in biotech, or pharmacies, healthcare. That should be your thing. If you are, again, a person who's in software, mm-hmm. then cybersecurity, software, that's where you're going to be strong at. invest where your strong points are. I remember Warren Buffett said for a long time, he didn't understand technology. So he didn't buy technology. He didn't buy Apple stock till like 2017. He's like, I don't understand. I don't even have a computer.
I don't use it.
Yeah. I don't even use it. Right? So I learned that from him. He said, I put things in a too hard box.
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
Right, yeah. So the easiest thing is, like, wherever you work at, like, look around. Mm-hmm. Wherever you shop at, look around. Mm-hmm. Every time I buy a product, I'm looking at who made it. So I can go look that up, see if it's a public company, if it's mm-hmm. a private company, right? If it's public, I mean, we can all invest into it. If I can invest into it, I want a piece of it. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep it simple. We don't even have to make it hard, right? You don't have to be Warren Buffett out the gate. Like, you don't have to be that. Like, Warren Buffett didn't become Warren Buffett until 20 years, 30 years in. So you got to figure out who you are as a person, who you are as an investor that take you to that next level.
Money is one part of our lives. And the reason why people are scared to talk about it is because we're insecure about it. And that's because we don't understand how money plays a part in our lives. It's one aspect. I say that there's four. You have to be physically healthy, mentally healthy, spiritually healthy, and then financially healthy. Mm-hmm. If you're not financially healthy, well, it can make everything else much more miserable because you can't pay your bills. But if you're financially healthy, you're rich, but you have nothing else, more money just makes you more miserable. Mm-hmm. So you need to live a holistic life and understand how money plays a part in your life. That way, the finances can have the biggest power. And then you understand that more money just amplifies who you are. It's like fire. It's like fuel. It fuels your fire. If you're a good person and you have more money, you have a tool to do more good. If you're a bad person and you have more money, you have a tool to do more bad.
So financial independence is saying, I now can make money for myself. I don't got to worry about my job. I don't got to worry about none of that. I can create the cash flow that comes into my house. Financial freedom says money is no longer even an issue. Big difference. Mm-hmm. Because even someone who can create money for themselves still doesn't have freedom all the time.
Right.
You can be an entrepreneur and be a slave to the business.
You build yourself a job.
You build yourself a job. Yeah. Right. But financial freedom says your money is not even an issue no more.
Right.
And that don't even have to be a lot.
Make your life better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't want to be now just buying a whole bunch of Gucci and Louis Vuitton. It's now actually improving your life. So the simplest example would be, you start a YouTube channel. We talked about buying a camera. Well, one thing that you could do is you can hire a video editor. You know, you go on a freelance site, hire a freelance video editor, and now what are you doing? You can spend more time making more videos mm-hmm. instead of spending all your time editing the content. So you can focus on your time. You can hire someone to mow the lawn. You bought your time back. You can hire somebody to help get you your groceries. You buy your time back. It costs money. You have to spend money in order to do that. But you're getting something in an exchange. And now you're buying your time back so you can use your money as a tool. And you can use your money as a tool to buy your time back, or you can use your money as a tool to make you and attract you more money. That's what wealthy people do. And so you want to be able to use money in that way.
Again, class of people are used to life dictating them. Man, what's up? How you feeling, man? Man, I'm making it, man. Well, you ask somebody, well, what's up, man? Just closed out on a deal.
Yeah.
You know, got a couple business meetings. Like, I love attacking life. Mm-hmm. And it don't have to be, it don't always have to be going the way you want. As long as you attacking it. Mm-hmm. Every day I get up saying, yo, I got an opportunity to go attack. Right? I got an opportunity to change something. To make sure, turn my last name into an asset. Right? Mm. Turn my last name into an asset.
That's cool.
Like, own my 24 hours. That's the goal. Like, the person who can own their 24 hours can create freedom.
There's nothing wrong with spending money. There's nothing wrong with having luxuries. There's nothing wrong with having the nice things.
Yes.
But it's a matter of when can you actually afford it. You have to know when the right time is for you to have it, because you want to first make yourself rich and then, hey, blow. If you can afford it, do whatever you want.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.